Produced and distributed by the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws in Washington, D.C. This is your normal daily audio stash, the growing truth about cannabis. Welcome to the most popular podcast regarding marijuana in all of America and all the world. Featuring interviews with scientists, politicians, doctors, prohibition policy activists, regular cannabis consumers, musicians, and Normal's staff and Normal's board of directors, along with music and comedy no other podcast can offer. You can always find out more about the show at our website, stash.normal.org, and continue the education and conversation on our blog as well. We're ending marijuana prohibition with education, one listener at a time. The podcasting and blogging technology for the Normal Daily Audio Stash is provided by Red Aphid Interactive Media. Visit www.redaphid.com. It's Wednesday, February 13th at 4:20 p.m., somewhere in the world, and I'm your host, Radical Russ Belville. You can make a difference in the fight to end adult marijuana prohibition. Just join up with us dedicated, hardworking activists at the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws at normal.org. We're having a good time this week here on the Normal Daily Audio Stash as I get myself settled in here as the new host. We're broadcasting from Portland, Oregon here in the beautiful Normal West Coast Broadcasting Complex, otherwise known as my studio here in my home. But I'm glad that we can reach out and touch everyone out there all around the United States, Canada, and all across the world. You know, it turns out that there's a whole bunch of you out there listening to the Daily Audio Stash through our website at normal.org, our blog at stash.normal.org, and all the little mini players that you've been embedding on your websites. You can help to spread the word, the growing truth about cannabis, by going out to normal.org, and we will have all of the banners and all of the code you need to plug in the Normal Audio Stash daily player right there on your website. So join in with us and help to spread the growing truth about marijuana. Now, Wednesday is Cannabis Science Day here on the Stash, and coming up after the news, we're separating the stems of propaganda from the buds of truth in the latest scary headlines from a New Zealand study about marijuana and lung cancer. Normal's deputy director, Paul Armentano, joins us to dissect the study as well as the media portrayals of the study. Plus, we've got a great ganja groove from Tomas with the song Let's Get High. So welcome to Hump Day, or is that Hemp Day? Sit back with your favorite strain and enjoy your Normal Daily Audio Stash. Now it's time to take a look at the latest stories about marijuana from news organizations across America and around the world in our Normal Daily Audio Stash, Hemp Headlines. Haley, Idaho residents to vote on marijuana initiatives again. Residents of the mountain town of Haley, Idaho will get to vote again soon on four new initiatives aimed at legalizing or reforming marijuana laws. Four new initiative petitions filed by an Idaho-based pro-marijuana group have been certified and scheduled to go on the May 27th primary election ballot in Haley. The initiatives are identical to four other measures that were on the November 6th ballot: the initiatives for treating marijuana as the lowest law enforcement priority, the medical use of marijuana, and the legalization of hemp were passed by large majorities. The fourth initiative, which would legalize marijuana for all adults, was rejected. Haley city officials have said they plan to file a lawsuit in 5th District Court seeking clarification on the three initiatives approved in November. Officials note that all three initiatives have possible conflicts with existing state and federal laws, which take precedence over local codes. Now, this story rings true to me because I'm originally from the state of Idaho and have spent many a times up in Haley, Idaho. And it's good to see marijuana reform happening in one of the most conservative states. But I got to let you in on a little secret. As far as Idaho being conservative, Haley is one of the places where it's not quite so conservative. It's right there next to the ski resort up there in Sun Valley, where there's a lot of celebrities and a lot more liberal thought. So it's really not that surprising that if a marijuana initiative was going to pop up, it would pop up in Haley, Idaho. But nevertheless, good luck and good work to all the activists out there in Idaho who are helping to bring an end to adult marijuana prohibition. Smell of pot smoke no longer grounds for search or arrest. By Matt Kruchak of the CanWest News Service. Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, Canada. The scent of weed wafting from an open car window doesn't give an officer the right to make an arrest and search a vehicle, according to a recent decision made by the Saskatchewan Court of Appeal. The ruling is centered around the case of a driver who was pulled over by a Royal Canadian Mounted Police officer. His truck had a broken headlight. The officer approached the vehicle and said he could smell burnt marijuana from a meter away. The driver was immediately arrested for possession of marijuana based only on the smell of the burnt herb. The officer then searched the vehicle and found 8 grams of marijuana and what he thought was a list of contacts, which led to the driver being charged with possession for the purposes of trafficking. The case went to trial, and the judge found the driver's charter right to be free from unreasonable search and seizure had been violated. The scent of marijuana created a suspicion that it was smoked, but didn't provide reasonable and probable grounds for an arrest or a search. That's what the judge concluded before excluding the evidence. The driver was declared not guilty. The lawyer who defended the driver said, quote, "The smell alone can't constitute the grounds, because the smell of burnt marijuana, as opposed to raw marijuana, gives an inference that the material is gone. It's dissipated into the atmosphere. So how can you say you're in possession of something that doesn't exist?" End quote. Now, well, it's nice to see a court decision in favor of a cannabis consumer, but you know what? I can think of a better way to avoid being arrested for the smell of freshly burnt marijuana coming from your car window. Don't smoke marijuana in your car. We here at Normal always like to remind everybody to be a responsible marijuana consumer, and there is never any reason you should have any burning marijuana in a car. Doesn't matter if you're parked, if that car isn't going to be driven, you should just not have burning marijuana in a car, period. California Supreme Court upholds firing of employees for using medical marijuana. By Allison Bond from the California Aggie Online. California Supreme Court voted 5-2 back in January to allow employers to fire employees who legally use medicinal marijuana. Gary Ross sued Raging Wire Telecommunications Incorporated, his former employer, for wrongful termination and employment discrimination under the Fair Employment and Housing Act after he was fired in September 2001 after testing positive for marijuana. Ross was terminated despite having informed his employer at the time of hire about his status as a legal medical marijuana user and provided documentation to prove it, according to an appellate court brief. The California Supreme Court upheld the Third Appellate Court's 2005 decision that, because the possession and use of marijuana is illegal under federal law, a court has no legitimate authority to require an employer to accommodate an employee's use of marijuana, even if it is for medicinal purposes and thus legal under California law. Due to injuries sustained during his service in the U.S. Air Force, Ross has suffered lower back pain and muscle spasms since January. Quote, "All I am asking is to be a productive member of society," Ross said in a press release. "I was not fired for poor work performance, but for an antiquated policy on medical marijuana," end quote. You know, out here in the West Coast, that is the latest battle, with Washington, Oregon, and California's medical marijuana laws having been on the books for now over a decade. And it's the case of the medical marijuana patients in the workplace. How do we accommodate their medical use? And I just wonder if we really want to be a country where the titans of industry get to make medical decisions for their employees. Do we want to be a country where people have to choose between non-toxic effective herbal remedies and gainful employment? And for those of you who don't smoke marijuana, remember the Niemöller poem from World War II and the Nazis when they said, first they came for the trade unionists, but I wasn't a trade unionist, so I didn't speak up. Who's to say that the next thing they test for are antidepressant drugs under the theory that you're a potential danger because you're mentally unstable? It would have just as much credence as firing medical marijuana patients for their off-site use of marijuana when they're not impaired on the job.
Almost busted in Laredo, but for reasons that I'd rather not disclose.
I smoke pot, and I like it a lot. Hi, this is Willie Nelson. I learned a long time ago that marijuana is a lot safer to use than alcohol. There's absolutely nothing wrong with the responsible use of marijuana by adults. It's time we stopped arresting and started respecting responsible marijuana smokers in America. And to learn what you can do to help, please contact Normal at www.norml.org or call toll-free at 888-67-NORMAL.
The show was long and we were just sitting there, and we'd come to play and not just for the ride.
It is Wednesday here at the Normal Daily Audio Stash, which is our day for a look at cannabis and science. And the latest headlines, I'm just browsing through a quick Google News search here on the latest study to come out of New Zealand. And let me just run some of these headlines by you here. This is from healthage.com. They say, think a joint isn't harmful? Think again. ABC News. Cannabis, bigger cancer risk than cigarettes, study says. From cancer consultants, smoking marijuana may increase the risk of lung cancer. From MedPage Today, lung cancer risk of one marijuana joint a day equals a daily pack of cigarettes. From Fox News, smoking one joint is the equivalent of 20 cigarettes, study says. Well, you know, when you see that many headlines touting some sort of alleged harm from marijuana, you know there's got to be some sort of reefer madness going on. And whenever we want to uncover the reefer madness and how the media is perpetrating the lies against cannabis, we turn to our deputy director of Normal, Paul Armentano. We sat down and spoke with Paul just this evening to get his take on these New Zealand studies. We turn to the deputy director of Normal, Paul Armentano. Paul, welcome back to the stash.
Thanks for having me, Russ.
Oh, this New Zealand thing. We got to talk about this New Zealand thing. This is why I wanted to have you here. We get so many of these reefer madness propaganda type stories where they want to say that the one joint contains as much cancer-causing agents as 20 cigarettes, and smoking marijuana is tougher to quit than smoking cigarettes. And well, this New Zealand one then makes a comparison about marijuana smoking and lung cancer. Tell us what's going on with that.
You know, this study's really shocking. In all the years that I have been following this issue and following the media's coverage of this issue, this may be one of the worst examples I've seen of the mainstream media getting a story wrong.
Well, Paul, that, you know, the bar's pretty high on that one.
I know it's high, Russ, but, you know, this story got so much coverage. It got coverage on this country, it got coverage internationally. And the headline that I saw most often implied that this study showed beyond a shadow of a doubt that smoking marijuana greatly increased one's risk of coming down with lung cancer. And in fact, I think the Reuters headline said, study shows that one joint contains as many cancer-causing agents as 20 cigarettes.
Yeah, that was it, yeah.
Let me tell you what the study actually found. It found that individuals who had ever used marijuana had no statistically significant elevated risk of having lung cancer compared to people that had never used marijuana. The study found no association between having ever used marijuana and lung cancer compared to people who never used marijuana. The study also found that if you ever had used tobacco, you had a sevenfold increase in coming down with lung cancer. So smoking tobacco, seven times the risk. Using marijuana, no risk. That's what the study found, despite all the headlines.
So how does the media then take something that says marijuana smoking, no more harmful than not smoking? How do they take that then and twist it to, well, the exact opposite? How do they do that?
You know, it's very interesting how they did it. And, you know, for a lot of listeners out there that probably have never worked with the media, they would have no idea this is the way it works. This study was published in the European Respiratory Journal on a Friday. The stories in the media about this study ran the previous Wednesday. That means they were written on Tuesday. Well, it's pretty hard to write an accurate media story about a study that hasn't been published, that the person writing about it has not read nor seen. Unfortunately, that's the way the bulk of media coverage when it comes to scientific studies is done.
Wow, that sounds...
What happens is, either usually the university that sponsored the study, or in some cases the journal that will be publishing the study, puts out a press release to the media ahead of the study's publication. That press release may have some very vague facts about what the study says, and it will usually contain quite a few quotes from the authors espousing a certain point of view. That's what the news stories are written on. In fact, when you see opponents or someone commenting against what the study says, they haven't read the study either. But the news reporter simply calls them and says, hey, would you like to comment on this study? And when they call someone like me, I tend to say, well, it's hard to comment on the study. I haven't seen it yet. Can you send it to me? And they say, no, I can't do that. It's actually embargoed till next week, but I'm writing the story tonight.
Yeah.
That's the way it works. And that's why you get misleading stories like the stories that were written a couple weeks ago about this New Zealand study.
Wow. That almost sounds like trying to write the box score of the Super Bowl back in December. How can you do it?
It really is. And unfortunately, you know, the authors of this study had a political agenda. They want to argue that there should be stricter penalties passed regarding the use and possession of marijuana because, in their opinions, it's a safety hazard. So that was the view they took in their commentary, and it was their commentary that drove the coverage of this new study. It certainly was not the actual data in the study that drove the coverage.
Wow. So there you have it, folks. Don't believe everything you read in the mainstream mass media. These headlines, you got to get down underneath and find out what the real truth is. Read the actual studies. Paul, thank you so much for keeping everybody on the straight and narrow for this.
No problem, Russ. And I would encourage people who are concerned about potential cancer risks associated with marijuana use and marijuana smoking to check out a very comprehensive report I recently wrote on the subject. It's called Cannabis and Cancer, Assessing the Risk, and they can download it if they simply go to www.normal.org. It is on the front page, and I would encourage folks to read it.
Paul, thanks for joining us here at the Stash again, and we'll be hearing from you, I know, week after week to cover all of these stories with the science behind the headlines. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Russ.
Here at the Normal Daily Audio Stash, we work hard to change our nation's marijuana laws through education and discussion. But we also take the time to relax and unwind with an eclectic mix of pod-safe music from many independent artists. We look for music that speaks to the growing truth about cannabis, or music that speaks to broader themes of freedom, liberty, social justice, equality, and protest. To find out more about the artists and download the music you hear on this podcast, just log on to stash.normal.org. And if you'd like to get your music heard by the online cannabis community, just send us an email at stash@normal.org.
Jim, James Roquefort here from PeopleRadio.com, and you're listening to Normal, the podcast for the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws. Oh, I didn't know they needed reforming. It's illegal, you say? I'll be right back. Sorry, I had to flush my goldfish down the toilet. What was this about marijuana? Oh, well, now on with the show.
All right, time to wrap things up here on the Happy Hemp Day edition of the Daily Audio Stash. I'm your host, Radical Russ Belville, and I've been going through the audio files that have been left behind here by my predecessor, Chris Goldstein. But as I go through these audio files, I don't know how recently Chris may have played any of these, so I just want to apologize in advance if this is something that's been played recently and you've already got it downloaded, but I kind of like this song. It kind of fits how I'm feeling today, having taken over the stash. This has been some pretty long nights for me, re-recording all of the commercial bits and all the voiceovers, so this is how I'm feeling today. This is a song by Tomas. I think I'm pronouncing that correctly. And the song is Let's Get High. So enjoy. I'm going to sit back and, well, probably take a nap. And we'll see you tomorrow. And don't forget, tomorrow's show is our Valentine's Day show. Reminding everyone out there, it is Valentine's Day. Show the person you love that you care about them. Get them something nice. And considering the cannabis community, chocolate's probably high up there on the list as well. So enjoy the song, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. Let's get high.
stars pass me by. Let's get high. And if we get down, we'll give it another try. Let's get high. Right through the rainbow, let the stars pass me by. Let's get high. And if we get down, we'll give it another try.
Thank you for downloading the Normal Daily Audio Stash, the growing truth about cannabis. We are produced by the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws in Washington, D.C. Our executive producer is Alan St. Pierre. Our policy analyst is Paul Armentano. Our webmaster is Brian Judy. And web production is provided by Red Aphid Interactive Media. As always, you can catch up on the latest information about marijuana at www.normal.org, and you can interact and download from our Audio Stash blog at stash.normal.org. For everyone here at Normal, I'm your host, Radical Russ Belville, hoping all your harvests are bountiful and your encounters with law enforcement are non-existent. We leave you with today's cannabis quote from former President Richard Nixon, who once said, quote, "Soft-headed psychiatrists who work in places like the National Institute for Mental Health favor marijuana because they're probably all on the stuff themselves," end quote. 37 years later, Nixon's war on certain American citizens using non-pharmaceutical, non-alcoholic, tobacco-free drugs rages on. With your continued support, we will undo the damage Nixon wrought upon our American hemp heritage.